Hello, Phantom fans, and welcome into another episode of Ghost Stories presented by our friends over at Dunkin'. I'm Voice of the Phantoms, Matt Lipsack, and joining me here on the show today are the new co-general managers of the Phantoms, both of them with deep roots in hockey in the Great Lakes area, both have USHL experience, both with head coaching experience. From Warren, Michigan, we have Jason Deskins, and from Syracuse, New York, we have Ryan Kisecki. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Matt.
So, Ryan, you're on top of me here on the screen, so we'll start with you. Tell us about yourself, wives, kids, hockey career, etc. What do you got for us?
So I'm married with two kids, an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old, and I live in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I grew up in Syracuse, New York, playing hockey for the local Syracuse team there. I went away to prep school and attended South Kent. After that, I moved to Michigan in 1995, where I played junior hockey in the North American League from 95 to 98, actually playing against Jason a lifetime ago. And then I stayed in Michigan and never went home. So I got into the restaurant business for about 15 years and married a girl from Grand Rapids and been coaching full-time for the last 10 or so years. I coach at Fox Motors, which is also in Grand Rapids. And I'm also the assistant general manager with the Maryland Black Bears, which is also under the Black Bear Sports Group, also owners of the Youngstown Phantoms, one of the owners.
Jason, what are you bringing to the table?
Yeah, so grew up in Warren, Michigan, played all my hockey here in Metro Detroit area until I was about 15. Moved away and actually billeted up in Toronto for a couple of years playing junior hockey. Came back home, played junior hockey for 2 years here in Detroit for the old Comptoir organization back in the North American League. Like Ryan was saying, we had the opportunity to play against each other there and then moved on and played Division I college hockey at Miami of Ohio and had a four-year career of minor professional hockey between the East Coast Hockey League and the American Hockey League. And then got into coaching maybe 15 years ago. I've been everywhere from little guys all the way up to midget U18 hockey and currently coaching the Little Caesars 15U team here in Detroit. And then also have a family here as well. My wife, Christine, and Andrew, my 9-year-old, and Jacob. My 8-year-old are very heavy into hockey as well. So kind of running from rank to rank on a day-to-day basis.
Jason, I did want to ask about your 04-05 season in Quad City. I think it was about 174 penalty minutes in 70 games. What's going on there, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, tens add up fast, right? So, no, I had a little bit of a short man syndrome, I guess, when I played. So I tended to get involved in things that I probably wasn't really equipped to handle.
Okay,
but that was just how I was built. So yeah.
All right, I'm not going to date the season that you two would have played against each other in the NAHL, but I will say that it begins with 1-9 instead of 2-0, and we'll just leave it at that. Okay.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, so guys, co-general managers, how's it going to work? Whoever wants to take it.
You want to go, Desi? Yeah. You want me to go? What's that?
Shoot, you're up. That's the best part about this.
Jason and I have been friends for years now. And we talk on the phone, you know, at least a couple times a week before all this went down. And we would talk hockey and our players and how we coach and what people do right and what people do wrong, whether it be in the NHL or whether it be in the USHL or the North American League. And we have a lot of the same, you know, philosophies and principles and, you know, we're both about, you know, doing what's best for the kids and coaching the game, the modern day and the way the game's meant to be played. And we had always talked about, you know, what we would do if we ever were able to run a junior organization together. And, both being on, had worked under the Black Bear Sports Group. You know, this opportunity came to fruition, and, you know, it was something that, you know, we were so excited to do, and, you know, it's a dream job for both of us, and we know we're going to do great at it.
Jason, anything to add?
Yeah, I mean, I think for Ryan and I, we complement each other very well. You know, some of my weaknesses are probably his strengths, and some of my strengths are probably his weaknesses. And I think there's a general understanding from both of us on certain things that, you know, we do well, and certain things that we can improve upon, and we try to utilize each other to maximize, you know, our efficiency in the position that we're in. There's really, you know, we're competitive people and competitive, you know, in terms of coaching and trying to put together teams, but we don't have a internal competition between each other. You know, we just feel that we can help one another grow. It's been an amazing start, I can tell you that much. And I trust Ryan. He's one of the few people in the hockey community that I can say I truly trust him. And I know that, you know, he's always going to have my back, and I think he would feel the same way about my feelings towards him. So,
yeah. And like, the one thing I would add on that is I agree 100% with what Jason said, is that, like, it's also like we're able to park our egos. And I feel like a lot of people in these positions might not be able to. And, you know, when one of us tells the other one, hey, we shouldn't do that, or we should do that, you know, we know, you know, where we're at and stuff like that. And I have no problem being like, yeah, I was wrong there, or, you know, you were right and stuff like that. And it's great to work with someone who feels the same way that I do.
Sorry, guys.
No, you're fine. You're fine. My 4-year-old made a special guest star appearance a couple weeks ago when I had Mike Regish on the show. Mike Regish also going to be skating at the University of Miami this upcoming season.
Smart kid.
Jason, I don't know if you know the story, but back when the Phantoms made the Clark Cup final in 2018, we called it the Burger Line, BGR. We had Matt Berry, Chase Griesok, and Mike Regish. They averaged 3 points a game as a unit during the regular season, and all three are going to be skating for Miami this upcoming year.
Very, very intelligent kids. I like them even more.
So you mentioned that you guys have gotten off to a fast start, and I can't disagree. You've made two coaching hires and 3, 4, 5, 6 trades, something like that. So I guess, you know, on the trade sheets, I've seen both of your names. You know, Ryan, I've seen yours on one. Jason, I've seen your name on a couple. So who's pulling the trigger? Is this a joint decision, or is just, you know, who feels like filling out the paperwork that day?
Yeah, I mean, I think everything we do is a joint decision. You know, when we look at potential moves, I mean, we're talking sometimes 20 times prior to making a move and adjusting the deal and trying to figure out what's fair for you know, the person that we're, or the team that we're working with, and what's fair for us. And that kind of goes back to just our relationship and our trust for one another. And in the end, I think every trade's a little bit different, depending on what your needs are and what the club's needs are that you're dealing with. So, you know, sometimes he might have a relationship with the club that's a little bit better than mine, or I might have a relationship that's a little bit better than his, just from our experiences in the hockey community. So we try to balance it out and work together to make sure that we're doing the best thing, obviously, for Youngstown, and just leveraging the relationships we have. So I don't know if there's necessarily a rhyme or reason to why my name would be on one or why his name would be on another, other than, you know, maybe there was just a conversation or a relationship there that was, you know, from a previous experience or whatnot. But in the end, Ryan's got tons of contacts in the league, as do I. And, you know, we're always going to try to work together to leverage those contacts and obviously make the decision that we feel is in the best interest of the Phantoms. So,
Ryan, anything to add?
No, he hit the nail on the head. I mean, we used to talk multiple times in a day before we got this job, and now we're on the phone probably way more than our wives would like, but probably, you know, 10 times in a day on a normal day. And then when we're making trades, it's like he said, it's up to 20 times a day that we're talking to each other and going back and forth and weighing everything out. And I love it so far, because it really allows you to, like, talk things out and have another person's perspective to see what works, what doesn't work, what's right, what's not right. And you're able to go back and get the best deal out of everything, in my opinion.
So before we get into the coaching hires, I would like to remind everybody that you are listening to and watching Ghost Stories, the official podcast of the Youngstown Fans, which is brought to you by our friends at Dunkin'. We are available on YouTube in video form and available in an audio-only podcast format on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, and many other popular podcatchers. So be sure to subscribe and like today. Leave a review. Always very helpful for the process over here for us. So, guys, we've made two coaching hires within the past couple of weeks, helping to round out the staff for head coach Brad Patterson. Tell us about Coach Andy and Coach Brandon. I don't want to mispronounce either one of their last names, so I will leave that to you guys.
How about I take Andy and you take Mr. Guder? Does that sound good,
Ryan? Absolutely. Yeah, go ahead.
So, Andy Contois comes to us from the Indy Fuel in the East Coast Hockey League, has coached in our league in Bloomington and had a pretty decorated career as a player as well. Played at Northern Michigan and then played some professional hockey, even went overseas for a little bit. When we started going through the process of trying to identify potential candidates for the job, there were very specific criteria that we wanted to follow. And one of them was we wanted somebody that had USHL experience. And the other one that truly was important to us is we wanted somebody who saw the game the same way, or at least in a similar way, as to the way that we view that it should be played. And, we want to be a highly intelligent, competitive puck possession type team. We want to value our decor, and we want to put our decor in positions where they're allowed to make plays and they can possess pucks, and we can exit our zone with puck possession and get through the neutral zone with puck possession as best as we can. And Andy truly knocked it out of the park in his interview with us. It was, it felt like I was sitting at a table on a hockey rink, just having a discussion with a colleague about the game. And he's got a lot of really new and fresh ideas about how to play and how he wants his decor to be activated in the play and how he wants our team to play as a whole collectively. I think he's just a great human being. He's going to have good relationships with the players, which is very important to us as well. And I just think in general, he fits the style of what we want the Youngstown Phantoms to be known for and what our identity will be moving forward. So we're extremely excited about adding Andy and having him work with our power play unit, and then obviously running our decor as well.
Ryan, what do you have for us about Coach Brandon?
So my internet's going in and out here, so I apologize if anything's a little staticky or anything like that. So Brandon Gotkin comes to us working under the Black Bear Sports Group banner after coaching 3 years with the Maryland Black Bears under Clint Mylamock down in Maryland in the North American League. Before that, he played 4 years at Mercyhurst. So he's got a great background in hockey. He's a young kid that thinks the game just like Jason and I do, and Brad and Andy do as well. And more importantly, he's an amazing person that is going to come in and not only teach these kids the right way to play the game, but he's going to build relationships that are going to last a lifetime. And he's going to work harder than anybody else. Whether it's doing video with the kids, running skill skates, running the forwards and stuff like that during games, whatever it may be, he's going to be a great fit and a great asset to the organization. And we couldn't be happier to have him and Andy joining us in Youngstown.
Awesome stuff, guys. Well, you guys made quite a few trades right after coming on board. Austin May, Dylan Grattan, Yusaku Ando. And I'm probably missing a couple of more names, all on their way out of town. Ton of draft picks coming back in. Then you brought in a couple of guys this week, Jason Varner, Evan Werner, and I know I'm missing one more, but can you tell us why all of the moves and what the guys that we brought in, what they're going to bring to the table?
Yeah, I think
Ezzy, why don't you to answer this one?
Yeah, I think from a move standpoint, one of the things that Ryan and I felt was important when we took over with this opportunity was to evaluate our roster and, truly get a better feel for what our roster looked like this coming season, what our roster was going to look like potentially next year, and even what our roster could potentially look like, three full seasons away. Looking at that, it put us in a position where I think we realized that we needed to get a little bit more balance with the way that we were built. We needed to look at how do we get better today? How do we put ourselves in a position for 2 years down the road so we have a lot of returning players, to come in. So hopefully we're not filling too many gaps for next year's squad. And then obviously, lastly, how do we attain enough capital so that we can build for 3 seasons down the road, so that we're not chasing our tail every year trying to fill, half a roster full of players. We really want to value our phase one of our draft. And we really want to be sure that we draft the right players. We put players in a position where they're coming off of our affiliate list and hopefully filling key roles for our team year after year. And when you look at the best teams in the USHL, they don't miss very often on their drafts. And they have a high value in phase one of the USHL draft as well. So looking at that, all of those aspects, I guess, and kind of combining those thought processes together and those ideas, we started looking at how we could kind of rebuild our team. And we wanted to acquire assets and capital, mainly capital with our draft to make sure that we had an abundance of picks. We wanted to be able to have flexibility so that we could utilize those picks to acquire players down the road. And then we also had some assets in place where we probably were just a little bit too heavy, in certain positions or too light in others. And, it made sense to look to move some kids where maybe the opportunity wasn't going to be as ideal for them, in Youngstown as they may need. And we felt that we could acquire somebody in return for those players that could come in and probably give us more balance as well. So when you look at a kid like Justin Werner, Justin actually played for me 2 years ago on my Honey Baked Old 4 team. You know, he's big, he's competitive, he's smart, he skates really, really well, and he just puts the puck in the net. Chase Patilla is a big right shot defenseman who played in Lincoln as a 16-year-old that I coached as well. Really smart kid, big, mobile, ultra competitive, a little bit of a nasty streak to him, but also very offensive-minded player as well. And then Evan Warner is a kid that everywhere he goes, he just scores. He's a little water bug. He's tough to play against. He's probably 5'8". He plays like he's 6'8". He's just always around the puck. It follows him around the rink, and he just got a great feel and touch for being able to put pucks in the net and creating offense. So, you never want to see players, especially young kids, you never want to see them or hear their reaction when they've been traded. So I think that part of it wasn't exactly my favorite part of the whole transactional process, but in the end, as we talked about, we have an obligation to try to build the best possible team we can. And we felt that we had some pieces that, we could move that probably wouldn't hurt us too bad in those areas, but would provide a big return in other areas of need for us that were imperative. And I think we've accomplished that. We're in a great spot right now with our draft capital. I think we're in a really good spot even right now to be extremely competitive this year. And I think that gives us some flexibility to get through the early parts of the season and figure out how close are we. And I know we have a lot of draft capital and still have some assets that, we feel that we can turn into players if need be, or we feel that we could turn into additional draft capital so that we can start bolstering phase one and phase two in 2022, but also in 2023.
Now, Jason, you touched on knocking it out of the park with phase one. And I don't think anybody can argue that phase one, round one, pick one, William Whitelaw has been putting on a show this summer. I'm sure you've seen it all over social media, as have I. And he put on quite a show down at Phantoms Camp as well. What can you tell us about William, and is he going to be in camp and possibly be with the team this season?
Ryan, you got it?
Yeah, so William has decided to go back to Shattuck for one more year and play one more year of prep hockey at Shattuck. And he's going to play as many affiliate games as possible with us throughout the year. And then he will join us at the end of the season, as soon as his prep school season has come to an end, and we'll have him for the end of the season. And then the following season, he'll be a Youngstown Phantom.
Okay. Awesome. So guys, how is this year's club going to look different from last year's club? Obviously, when you get the first overall pick in the USHL draft, you didn't have a great season. Really high goals against averages, really low penalty killing percentages, not a lot of goals scored. How is this year going to look different from next year?
Go ahead, Desi.
Yeah, I think, Ryan and I think first and foremost, we appreciate the work that was done before us. Coach Patterson, while he was the GM here, we felt that he did a really nice job in the draft this past season and brought in some really key pieces to our team that are going to turn out to be extremely gifted players in our league this coming year. So, we have some additions up front that I think are going to provide skill and hockey IQ and competitiveness to our group. We have obviously pieces on the back end that have been additions or acquisitions that are going to provide those same qualities as well. I think when you combine bringing in a goaltender, a young kid that played in Wichita Falls, and going to Bartoszewicz, who's just committed to Minnesota, is extremely talented goalie, and having Kyle Chauvet come back. And then you look at the additions that we've made, we truly believe we're going to be competitive in all three areas. We think we have a real good forward group. We think we have a competitive decor, and we also feel that we have good goaltenders. I think merging those two things together with some philosophical changes, and then obviously some coaching additions is going to be the biggest key for us, and making sure that we can acclimate quickly, I think, is going to be important. So that's going to be on the coaching staff to really try to figure out how to bring the talent together with the philosophies that we're putting in place. Those two things tend to mirror each other. Usually when you have talented players and you're providing an environment that is player-centric and an environment that values puck possession and playmaking, skilled players tend to do really, really well. So we've added a lot of skill. We've added a lot of intelligence. We've added a lot of compete level to our team. I think we skate better than we did last year. And I think that we built a pretty darn good coaching staff, and we believe in those guys and trying to put it all together, from an individual standpoint all the way to a team standpoint. So we fully expect that the goals against category is under control. And we also expect that we're going to put more pucks in the back of the net throughout the course of the year as well.
Yeah, I was looking over the line chart before we got on the air, and it looked like at least four of the returning defensemen are going to have over 30 games experience. Kyle Chauvet, obviously 20 games, excuse me, at least of experience. So that being said, where do you think the strength of this year's club is going to lie, or is it maybe a little too soon to tell?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little too soon to tell. Like when you're looking at it just on paper, I'm really excited to see, what our forwards can do this year with this, like Jason said, with the skill and the IQ that we've added to what we have coming back. We have a ton of, elite returners coming back up front. We've added two NHL draft picks up front in Shane LaChance and Steven Sardarian. And when you add in two NHL draft picks to everything we've got coming back, plus the addition to Evan Warner and a few other additions here and there, that I'm really, really excited to see what our forwards can do in scoring more goals, what we just talked about, where we lacked last year.
So we're coming up on – it's August 10th when we're recording this. What is the next step in the USHL calendar? When's training camp? When are rosters due? All of this building up to – puck drop at 8 p.m. at the Lemieux Center on September 23rd.
So training camp, the boys are going to be reporting August 31st to Youngstown. At that point on September 1 is when we can officially open up our camps with the USHL. We're going to head to Maryland and practice and train in Maryland with our affiliate, the Maryland Black Bears, throughout the course of the week from September 1st all the way through September 5th. We have a couple of exhibitions while we're down there. And then we get to come back home and round it out with a couple other exhibition games prior to September 20th. We have to have our 25-man roster in leading into the USHL showcase. And hopefully we can go there and get a better feel, I think, for where we're at as a club. Some of the things that for us we're really looking for, honestly, are more process-driven as opposed to results-driven. Like we want to, clean up our day-to-day, process and our operations and how we develop our players and what resources we provide them and how we surround them with opportunities to succeed. And then hopefully throughout the course of the first couple months of the season, our belief in our coaching staff and the pieces that we put together are going to continually make progress individually with players. And then obviously, hopefully as a team collectively, we start to take some strides. So I think right now the biggest thing is we got 3 weeks before we report. And I don't know, I think I can probably speak for Ryan on this one. It can't come fast enough.
100%.
We are extremely excited to get the boys to town and to get rolling. And we're even more excited to get them to Pittsburgh for the Fall Classic, because obviously it's a great opportunity for them individually, really, to go out and show some NHL guys what they're about. But also for our staff in general, especially our coaches, to figure out what we have and how we can make the best of what we have and hopefully build it into something that we all feel is a special group as the season evolves.
Well, guys, I'm right there with you. When all the transactions came through, acquiring the two boys from Lincoln and getting the player from Sioux Falls, I was bouncing off the walls. I was ready to go. Let's get hockey season going, guys. Come on.
Listen, the way our phones are ringing, you never know right now. It's there's never a down minute or dull minute even. And I think for us, like, one of the things that I thought was important to address today, and I'm sure Ryan would agree, but, you know, going back to the transactions that happened early in the process, we had, you know, several kids, that had requested, to look for other opportunities. And we wanted to be in a position as an organization where, we want people that want to be here. We want kids who are going to be bought into the bigger goal, the greater goal of what we're trying to do as a club. And I think for us, we feel that we've put in a lot of work, which has been super exciting. But again, come the season opener, we'll really find out where we're at, and we're going to continue to evaluate on a daily basis and hopefully get to a point where we can not really tinker too much, but, you know, if we have to tinker a little here and there to put the right product on the ice, obviously we're going to do the best thing for the organization.
All right, boys, but before I let you go, any final words or thoughts for the fans here who are getting their first Jason and Ryan experience?
No, I mean, I would just like to say thanks to all the fans for supporting us and continuing to support us. And what you're going to see, you know, is Youngstown Phantoms becoming the best junior organization in North America. And we want more fans that want to get on the bandwagon. And you know, we're going to make a run at Clark Cup championships some days. And we're trying to get the best kids there that want to become the best hockey players and become the best junior organization in North America, like I said.
All right. Well, Jason, anything to add before I wrap this up?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, we appreciate the fan base, obviously, and all the support. We're excited to get going for the season, but we just want everybody to understand as well that we have a truly a process-driven environment that we're creating here, and it's going to take a little bit of time to tweak all those things and put the exact perfect environment around our club that we need so that we can have success. But we're very, very excited, and we're extremely optimistic about the team for this coming season, and even more so about where we're going to go in the direction of the team over the next few years. So,
all right, Jason Deskins and Ryan Kisecki, the co-general manager of the Youngstown Phantoms. Thank you so much for joining us here on Ghost Stories this week.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right, guys, I'm Voice of the Phantoms, Matt Lipsack, wrapping things up for this week. Stay tuned. We're going to try to get those two new coaches on here, Coach Andy and Coach Brandon, and maybe Coach Patterson can take some time for us too. So for Jason and Ryan, I again and Voice of the Phantoms, Matt Lipsack, thanks for tuning in. Sound out. Fade to black.
Thanks, guys.